Hello everyone, welcome to our share in Mishnayos. Today's share is being recorded. There's schools for Fulish Lema for a friend of mine who is sick, Naftali Moshe Ben Rachel. I hope that he should recover quickly and totally. We're holding in our Mishnayos in Mesechas Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Misrapi Mehen Ripui Mamon. A person can merely means to go to a Goyish doctor, meaning to be healed by non-Jews, what's called ripui mamon, meaning to say that you go to a veterinarian. You could go to a Goyish person who's going to heal your property. Avalo ripui nefashos, but not ripui nefashos, which plainly means you go to the Goyish doctor to heal a problem with your own body. The aim is stop your mehen b'chol malkum. You can't get a haircut by a non-Jew anywhere, divrei meir, according to Rabbi Meir. If you're in a public area, it's mutter, but not in a private location between you and the non-Jewish barber, you should not. So says here the Rav, ripui mamon behemto, healing is animals, he said, property, you know, that would probably apply to fixing property, whatever it be. Ripui nefashos, though not, that's gufo. It doesn't only mean going to a doctor that will heal you in some sort of life and death situation. It means anything to do with your own body. You're not supposed to go to a non-Jewish doctor. Again, as the Rav said earlier in the Masechta, we're talking about the real Ovdei Avodah Zarah, most likely. That's according to the Rav. At least he said in that Mishnah, we could extend to this Mishnah, I would also assume. Perhaps one could argue it's different, but we'll see. But the issue in any event is, if a Goyish doctor says that this certain medicine will be good for you, you're also allowed to accept that advice from him. Yeah, I think the issue over here is now elaborated on the Rav in the last comment. Avalo beino lebeino, v'iro evamare muter. If you see the goy in the mirror behind you, whatever it would be, then it's okay to allow him to cut your hair. The meimar amanachin, the goy will say to himself, hoil mistaf rochi adam choshevu. Yeah, being that this person gets his hair cut in that way that he has to look at me in the mirror while I do it. Yeah, he must be Adam Chashuv, Misari Lahargo, be scared to kill him. That last word I'm just pointing out, that is the whole word here, the Mishnah we elaborated on early Mishnayos, of both these things in our Mishnah. The point is that we're always worried to be alone with a goy or put him in a situation where it'll be easy for him to kill a Jew, because we assume he will. Thereby, if we go back to the Mishnah, we understand the whole thing. They're not supposed to go to a goy that's going to do anything to your body, because perhaps he will do things in a way that will set a person up for sickness, for death. And even a haircut is an issue if it's alone, according to everybody. According to a mayor, it's a problem even if it's not alone. According to everybody, if you're alone with a non-Jewish barber, and again, we're talking about Ovdei Avodah Zarah here, there's an issue that he will kill a Jew. We assume that he will. He'll attempt to anyways. Says Mishnah Gemara, Eilu Devarim Shel Goyim Asurim. The following things of the Goyim are asur, meaning to a Jew. Far the things that the Goyish culture, situation, society has are asur to Jews. The Isur and Isur Hana. And these items are also an Isur Hana. We'll see what that means. Hayayin. Yayin, so that means to say, not only can you not drink the wine, but you can't get any benefit from it, their wine. V'achomet shel goyim shehariyat mitchilo, so yayin. And any vinegar of the non-Jews that started out as wine, which is plain grape vinegar, started out as wine. V'cheres ha-dri'ani. We'll see what that is in the Rav. Cheres ha-dri'ani. V'oros nevuvin. Oros levuvin most likely means there is a goyish way of removing the heart. They would make a hole in the skin of an animal while it's still alive, where its heart is, and they would take out the heart to bring it to Avodah Zarah. So that, or that skin they would take off, there's a clear siman that is where it was ripped, so you can't get any hanah from that skin. Should a Jew come into possession of it, you can't do anything with it. You have Oros Levuvin. Mishim Gamliel says, if the rip is round, aser, then it's aser. Mashuch, but if it's stretched out, which probably means more like a line, then mutter. Baser anichnas l'avodah zarah, baser that went into avodah zarah, mutter. Vayotze aser, if it came out, aser. Yuneishihu kiziv chaymesim. And any meat that went into where the avodah zarah is, the idol is, and then it came out, you assume that it was offered up. So it's called ziv chaymesim. That means it was an offering that was brought to avodah zarah. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Hahochen la tarpus. Those who go to Tarpus, which means those who are going to the Rav learns over here, Litos Avodah Zarah, seemingly those who's go to that mistake, the Taus of Avodah Zarah, go to worship Avodah Zarah, also Laseis Laseis Mahem. He's apparently first the Jews who went towards it. He can't do any transactions with them. The Habayin Mutar, ones who come, meaning ones who come away from it, would be Mutar. So this is an interesting topic in general. I don't know if the Rav will elaborate it, as much as maybe we would feel we want to go into it, but the idea of a person going away from Judaism back to Judaism, this would be a main source of trying to discuss how one should behave with such a person. So it says here in Mishnah Gemara, Shahay mitchilasa yain. Right, these items belong to the goyim. You can't use it and you can't get any hana. So first off, wine or vinegar that was wine. Lapuke eicha dekana anachi chometz miso. As opposed to if the goyim himself bought this vinegar from a Jew. The lo mitzar b'hana. There's not an isra hana. Right? The time of the mitzar b'hana. So the whole reason of the isra hana over here with their wine is mishum dilman niske l'avodah zarah. Maybe he poured out that wine to avodah zarah. Poured out or he did some sort of ritual where the wine became devoted, came offered up to the avodah zarah. The chomus lo kemelaseich l'avodah zarah. Certainly vinegar he will not. So it's only if the goy had it by him as wine and then it became vinegar. So this may be the very liquid that was indeed offered up to the avodah zarah. But if already when it got into the goyish possession, it was already vinegar. It was only wine backed by the Jew. Yeah, so that would be fine. The Cheres Hadriani, what is Cheres Hadriani? Andrianus Kesar, person named Andrianus Kesar, I don't know what his name would be in English. Hayamigabel Tit Biyayin Bosimenu Kalim. He had a way of making a thick mixture, of plaster combined with wine. And from that, he could construct different vessels. V'lohayim Mitzar for Nekivsham. And I never went into a kiln. I never went to the, generally when you make something out of pottery or many other materials, you have to harden it inside a furnace. It never did that. They would take these kalim with them when they went to war. What would they do when they wanted to drink? They would put these pottery vessels in water and they would become melted down. Meaning the ingredients would separate. The plaster would sink down below. They would end up with a nice mixture of wine mixed with water. Because it was named after this person, Andrianus, so it's called Cheres Hadriani. So that's the issue over here. Chore is the same thing. It's wine at the end of the day. Meaning you're gonna have that issue. That's Goyish wine. So it comes from the same Isser. That's a hana out of their wine. Oris levuvin, karen habehema mechaim keneged alev. They would rip into the animal while it's still alive, opposite its heart, kemin nekev agul, like a round incision. Motzien halev makrivim osol avodah zarah. Take the heart out and serve it up to avodah zarah. So that's an issue. Mishum Gamliel seems to have a way to testify about that. If the rip is round, then it's usher. And if it's mashuch mutter, shein osn avodah zarah el ogol. Because avodah zarah is only when it's round. The halach in Mishum Gamliel. The halach is indeed that way. Only a round incision is going to be a problem. Only that is indicative of this process. Then we said meat that went into the avodah zarah is mutter. But if it came out usher, why? Hayotze usher b'hanah shekvar nasa takrovis. It was already made the item of offering. Therefore, you have an issue. That's ziv chemesin. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. Those who go litarpus, litos avodah zarah, they make that mistake. Rashi adds, my Rav here for some reason quotes a Rashi, Hilamarachot, they go very far away. Mokom ervasa shel isha nikra beis torfa. The reason we're calling this word, tarfus, and not just calling it the mistake of avodah zarah, just calling it the one who goes to avodah zarah, is we're making a bit of a disgraceful statement about this fact. Because the private area of a woman is called the beis torfa. Basically saying that's what this person did. He went to a place that is inappropriate. He went to a place that's something vulgar. He went to the mistake of going after avodah zarah. So such a person, also laseis laseis imahem, the ozlu umod l'avodah zarah. At that point, they will go and be moded to their avodah zarah. The o dizavni midi ditzarich l'tarif avodah zarah. For sure, he's going to sell whatever he needs, or buy whatever he needs, for bringing up to avodah zarah. The halacha Rabbi Kiva, that isn't the halacha. It seems the Rav is learning that Rabbi Kiva is also this our mission in the quarter Rabbi Kiva about this fact. But the halacha is indeed wherever Rabbi Kiva spoke. I just want to say over here that that they elaborate over here that one who goes he can't do a business with them right when they go over there. I see. So the other sheet is, I think the Rav was like we explained it. Rav says one who goes after the mistake of avodah zarah. To me, it sounds like he's talking about a Jew who went off the derech and came back. But there are others that learn that doesn't mean that. Olchim l'tarpus means he goes to a base of avodah zarah. It means that's like the place where they called it. they call their church or whatever, I don't know if it was called a church, they call it that Gennai Dikin name. So he's saying, regardless of what calendar day it is, like we had before in the first parak, can't do any business when they're going there. Because if they're going to that place, they'll bring it to be moded to Avodah Zarah. And if they come back from there, it's mutter. And they only get fired up when they're on their way to church, whatever it be. Well, then it's already finished, that it would be okay. Thanks for listening. We'll continue next time.